Senior Story, Chapter 7. One rooster is not that important. Royal watched through the barn door as Horse led the flock of chickens toward the creek. He heard cheerful chortles as the whole flock chased merrily after Horse, trying their best to keep pace with him. It was quite a joyful brigade, and Royal, surprisingly, found himself wishing he were among them. As they disappeared over the hill, he flew up to his throne to admire his royal self. But he didn't find much satisfaction in that today. He tried to empty his mind of the gleeful scene. Oh, I'll show them. Tonight, I'll remind them they have a job to do, and if they don't, it's the butcher. Meanwhile, in town.
You say the hens seem nervous and aren't laying anymore? The salesman asked at the county feed store.
The farmer had gone to pick up more feed and got to chatting with the salesman.
Yes, something has spooked them. An intruder of some kind. Even my horse had a wound on his nose a few weeks back when it all began.
It would be a shame to butcher them all, replied the man.
I hate to say this, but I think it may be that rooster that I sold you.
Occasionally, a rooster can stir up a whole mess of trouble.
I'll come by and take a look at your setup.
As the man looked over the farmer's barn and yard, the perky parade of hens returned from the creek. Horse led them toward the barn, but as soon as they glimpsed Royal glaring from his throne, they scattered in all directions.
Yep, just as I thought, sighed the man. Their fear is of that Roy boy of yours. If I were you, I'd butcher that rooster before you'd take out the whole flock. One rooster is not that important.
Royal fainted. Royal fell from his throne like a 20-pound rock.
Well, would you look at that, laughed the salesman. It's as if he were listening to our conversation.
He said goodbye to the farmer, but the farmer didn't think it was so funny. He loved Roy Boy just as he loved his chickens.
Royal crashed hard after hearing what the salesman had told the farmer.
Horse came into the barn after settling the hens and quickly assessed the situation. The farmer bent down to examine the unconscious rooster.
I hope he's still alive, he muttered.
Before he could scoop him up, Horse gently nudged Royal with his nose. He immediately sensed there was still life in him, something that humans aren't quite so skilled at. Just like before, he breathed out a long, warm breath that settled over the rooster's limp body like a cloud. The farmer watched, amazed, impressed with the kindness Horse exhibited toward his fellow barnyard member. Royal's eyes began to twitch. Then his body trembled slightly. He was dreaming.